The Truth News Network. TNN, the Truth News Network.
See and hear it exclusively at truthnewsnet.org.
Without the political narrative
and partisan spin,
here's your host, Dan Newman.
No political narrative, no partisan spin at Truth News Net today, especially today. Our story is titled, It's Mob Rule. American democracy has devolved into mob rule. Yep, it really has, folks. And this is not a conspiracy theory. You need to listen closely and follow the line of reasoning. Life in the U.S. has dramatically morphed into something akin to life in a third world country. There are those in leadership that have literally tossed out reliance on the U.S. Constitution as a roadmap to governing. Their choice instead is mob rule. Gone is the Bill of Rights. Gone is the rule of law. Gone is liberty and justice for all. All of these tenets of the United States of America have been replaced with a new process of governing, rule by a political few who make the rules as they go, force their rules on the American people, and shake their fists in the faces of all of us who still believe that America is a nation of laws. America is now a country ruled by political elitism, determined only by the politically elite. Who are these purveyors of this elitism? Oddly enough, this group is primarily comprised of formerly genuine public servants who have been swept into what many conservatives now call the swamp or the deep state. The flow of governing from these places is driven by an overpowering quest for power. It is unclear if there is an individual or a small group who run the show. But if its leadership is held by more than one person, the group is small in number, but vast in power. I'm not going to speculate on who those may be. But what is evident in a greater way today is the duplicity of the rule of law being implemented and enforced by this mob rule, that has set one set of standards for its adherents and another set of standards for everyone else. Nowhere else is that duplicity more evident than in the rules, the enforcement of or lack of enforcement of those rules by the mob, and how determination of those classes of Americans are set. There really are only two classes. And the best illustration of each is comprised of liberals, progressive, or Democrats. The other, made up of conservatives or Republicans. Center political stage illustrating how this elitism works are the several current examples of male sexual attacks or allegations, just allegations, of sexual misconduct. Let's start here.
He met with me at a coffee shop closer to my place that evening before he ran for AG. The conversation went straight to, hey, you know, I noticed that you've been tweeting a lot, you know, and about, you know, abuse and the Me Too and, you know, over months talking about, you know, your own personal, you know, talking about, you know, your own same personal stuff about, you know, you. And, you know, I'm just wondering, are you going to keep tweeting about this? He goes, I don't want to have to look over my shoulder all the time wondering when you're going to tweet something and, you know, say it's me.
This is what Keith Ellison is saying to you.
Yes. At this point in time, I'm grounded and I know who I am. I have healed for a year and a half. I looked straight at him. I said, I never ruined your career. I didn't choose to do the things you did. I didn't choose for you to drag me off the bed, call me a b***h, tell me you hate me. I didn't choose that.
Why speak out now?
I followed my gut. The gut that I kept trying to push down for a year and a half.
That is the former girlfriend of Minnesota Congressman Keith Ellison, who is today vice chair of the Democrat Party. There are police reports and eyewitness testimony of Ellison's physical, mental, and emotional abuse of her, documented records. The mob, they've done nothing to this congressman. In fact, he made a decision to not run for re-election to Congress. Instead, he just won a primary in his quest to be elected as Minnesota's next attorney general. Let's move on. Then there's Senator Cory Booker, Democrat, New Jersey. If you're reading, you'll see a column from a newspaper posted on the website. Obviously, in the podcast that you're listening to, you can't see or read that story. I know that it's hard to read, too, but it was published in 1992. In it, the senator details a New Year's Eve interlude that he had with a young woman in which he confesses to have groped her despite her several rebuffs. Now, remember, this is the Senator Cory Booker, or Spartacus, who famously invited censorship by the Senate for his release of confidential documents regarding the Brett Kavanaugh Supreme Court confirmation hearings. Booker, as does every other Democrat senator on the Senate Judiciary Committee, unanimously declared none would vote for Kavanaugh's confirmation before interviews with the nominee or any hearings by the committee were held. In fact, most the day that his nomination was announced, before they even read anything about him, said they weren't going to vote for him. Further, Booker excoriated Kavanaugh when recent allegations of an identical interlude as Booker detailed in that column blamed Kavanaugh for 35 years ago. Why should Booker be given a pass for something he admitted and yet declare Kavanaugh unfit to serve based solely on an allegation that has no evidence in support of it? Answer? Mob rule. What about New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand? On MSNBC, Gillibrand illustrates mob rule when she was asked, should Kavanaugh's accuser appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee, which her attorney a week ago said she wants to do. She wants to go public. She wants to give her story and then begin to decide, maybe I shouldn't do it. Gillibrand weighed in and listened closely to this from MSNBC.
No, I think it's intended to be a sham hearing because they only want a he said, she said scenario. In fact, they should be allowing the FBI to do a complete background check now that they have this allegation, which has not been done, which is the normal course for any Supreme Court nominee.
Gillibrand illustrates best just how this new mob rule really works. Two sets of rules, two sets of standards. There's one for Democrats in D.C., another for Republicans. Republicans are damned based solely on allegations, while Democrats are given free passes for the same things Republicans are accused of, but Democrats either admit or there's overwhelming evidence confirming they are guilty. Not just allegations, but guilt. Remember Bill Clinton? Remember Paula Jones, Juanita Broderick, Monica Lewinsky? Overwhelming evidence of his sexual improprieties and even allegations of rape were totally overlooked by the mob. But let's get back to today and the current mob ruling regarding allegations against Brett Kavanaugh. What's craziest about Gillibrand's statement regarding the accuser, Dr. Ford's invitation to testify, is that Kavanaugh has undergone extensive FBI background investigations multiple times, even though, as of this writing, it appears that Ford and her attorney may have backed away from the demands of an FBI investigation. Understand, those investigations by the FBI have already happened. For Senate nominees, in every case, here's what the FBI does. They examine every bit of public and private historical information available about the nominee. That includes financial records, driving records, criminal records, any previous or any current civil actions, social media records, and employment records. They interview immediate and extended family members, current and former fellow employees, current and former employers. Exhaustive investigation of educational history is undertaken, including academic, social, and civil involvement in schools they attended, interviews with former classmates, teachers, and professors. They even conduct door-to-door interviews with current and former neighbors as far back as possible. They do extensive investigation of newspaper reports about or including the nominee in all localities in which he or she lived. They also meet with any church or other religious organizations, members of the management, other people that attend or are part of those religious organizations in which the nominee attended or participated. With this extensive and exhaustive investigation process undertaken by the FBI six times, with Brett Kavanaugh's extensive role within the federal government, one has to ask, how could any such conduct on the part of the nominee not be mentioned by someone part of the FBI investigations? Anybody. Knowing the nominee was a subject of such important federal appointments, wouldn't somebody in his life included in these investigations feel obligated to share his conduct with the FBI? Reasonable people have got to conclude the FBI would have found it if it existed. We have some more deductions and conclusions regarding the mob and the swamp in D.C. That's next at the Truth News Network.
Subway Restaurant's Storytime Theater proudly presents Jack and the Beanstalk.
Fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell something delicious. Hey, little fella, what you got there?
Oh, this? It's the big hot pastrami sub from Subway Restaurants.
Mmm, that does look tasty.
It sure is. Climbing that beanstalk out there makes you hungry.
You mind if I have a bite?
Sure! I'll trade you for that goose over there with the golden eggs.
You got a deal!
Hungry for something big? Then pick up a big hot pastrami sub from Subway Restaurants. Layer upon layer of delicious hot pastrami stacked high and toasted to flavorful perfection on freshly baked bread. Topped with pickles, mustard, and melted Swiss cheese, it's the perfect way to satisfy any giant-sized appetite. Big Hot Pastrami available at participating restaurants for a limited time only. See restaurants for details. Subway.
Clarity of thought. Clarity of vision. Clarity of message.
Real truth. Real news. TNN. The Truth News Network.
Again, Dan Newman.
We're trying to be as clear as we possibly can be. Don't think for a moment that I'm a conspiracy theorist. There's just stuff going on that we've had no previous explanation for. And unfortunately, in some cases, but fortunately for our children, our grandchildren, the light's coming on. And we're seeing for the first time a lot of this stuff is really real. We are immersed in a swamp in which the mob is finally showing how it operates. It did not just happen. It has summarily evolved over years, quietly working behind the scenes. The swamp creatures have stealthily stretched their tentacles into every part of American government and have slowly, quietly, but steadily squeezed the life from Lady Liberty, replacing it with the stench of mob rule. So, what's about to happen? Conservatives in the Senate will either stand up for the rule of law, for the U.S. Constitution, and reject what the mob is demanding, and send the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh to be the next justice of the U.S. Supreme Court to the floor of the Senate for a vote. Or conservatives will cave to the mob, who all are hoping for the return of control of both the House and the Senate to Democrat control in the midterm elections. If that happens, there will be no Kavanaugh confirmation, and certainly a liberal judge will be confirmed to replace Justice Kennedy as soon as the mob can force that to happen. With a Democrat-controlled Congress, think about this. We will see almost immediately impeachment proceedings initiated to roll back the results of the 2016 election, a duly legal election, and they will remove Donald Trump from office. The mob will cancel those tax cuts put in place by Trump, and they'll further raise taxes on the wealthiest of Americans to previously never before seen levels, doing so as punishment of conservatives, and of course, a way for their new government to spend trillions and trillions more of taxpayer dollars. There will be no immigration reform, and further slide into virtually non-existent border control. Massive numbers of illegals will be granted full amnesty with American citizenship, and the United States will have only virtual borders that will never be enforced. Our only hope is for those folks in D.C. that wear the white hats today will either develop or draw from hidden intestinal fortitude to stand in the gap for democracy and the American rule of law, and summarily reject the mob and its mob rule. Hopefully, the ongoing investigations by those white hats in the Justice Department with Utah's federal prosecutor, we know are underway, will quickly conclude with indictments, arrests, and prosecutions of those members of the mob who have so obviously violated innumerable federal laws over the last decade or so. There are so many of those it would take hours to name in this story, but believe this, there are thousands, thousands who have already been identified and already have federal warrants issued against them that are currently sealed. That's factual. That's verifiable. Matters of public record. U.S. Federal District Court records. In conclusion, this is a developing situation that is changing almost momentarily, but know this, there are a number of Americans who wear white hats that for a long time have been watching, identifying, and those perpetrators have been tagged, and a plan has been developed and has been implemented to correct this push toward mob rule. Today was not an attempt to scare you or alarm you, but it was just to fill you in. Make sure you understand some of the stuff that's going on behind the scenes. You know, you can look at things. You're smart enough. You see and read the news. You listen. You know a lot of things that are going on. We just don't know and haven't been able to figure out for some time exactly what and why they are happening. That's changing now at the Truth News Network. Stand by. More coming.
Undeniably the go-to source for nonpartisan spin-free news from the world.
TNN,
the Truth News Network.
TruthNewsNet.org.